Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst now for a bit of an update. Joining us online, it's Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil.
Now, council elections, we were discussing this with the Mayor of Orange earlier this week. They've moved from the beginning of September to the beginning of December.
That's right. 3 months transfer of date, postponement from September to December. And so far, everything looks as though it'll go quite well. General managers of all the local councils will have to do various things, but dates have been pushed back a little bit. Anybody who's considering being a candidate now doesn't have to nominate quite so soon. 3rd of November close of nominations at 12 noon.
So by the 3rd of November, we'll know who's running and who isn't running.
Correct. Absolutely correct. So you can get out and talk to the people that you know and people that they know that they know and take it from there. So, yeah, 3rd of November, close of candidate nominations, 12 p.m.
Now, good indeed. Now, there's a bit of a sports carnival happening in Tokyo. Have you been watching any of it?
Yeah, I did see. I was home yesterday and I just flicked the television over and there was a swimming event on. The sports carnival that we had. It seems to be lots of sports are going on over there. We can't say what it is because
we have to be very careful about how we refer to it. So let's call it the Tokyo Sports Carnival for 2020.
That's right.
Which is being held in 2021.
It's a bit like the council elections, you know, they had to be put off, but they got through these, and well done to everybody else. I mean, we've had sports carnivals here in Bathurst and in Orange and Central West, and we can, you know, sit back and watch what's happening over there. And, of course, a lot of local people are doing very well at that carnival over there. I saw Edwina Bone.
Yep, absolutely.
There was a hockey game the other day, and Lockie Sharp playing for the Hockey Roos as well. So, yeah, it's a great event and lifts everybody's spirits and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great event. Yep.
And a shout out to all our local sports men and women. Ellie Carpenter's over there as well.
Yes. Ellie Carpenter from Cowra. I saw a post that was put up by some people and she went from Cowra to Westfield Sports High School, which is in southwestern Sydney, and there Westfield Sports is claiming a well. You know, Cowra, don't know which primary school she went to, but I know she was at Cowra High School for a little bit. And, you know, we can claim her too because she's still got a lot of contacts in the Central West. Well done to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Played brilliantly the other day too.
Yeah, my word. All right.
At the sports carnival.
Sports carnival, indeed. All right, let's keep going. We can talk about water because I believe Ben Chifley's at 100.
Well, Ben Chifley is 100 and it's probably flowing over. I haven't seen the figures of late, but certainly it's been 100%. And I know of people who are trying to do some work in paddocks doing, sort of planting and bits and pieces, and they can't get machinery into the paddocks because it's so wet. And the way it's looking, you know, today, tomorrow, there could be some more rain around. So we just don't know what's going to happen, but we've got to take it while we can. And one of the disappointing things, I saw somebody put up a comment that all this water is being wasted flowing down the Macquarie. I mean, we're looking at our low-level bridge, which is not going to flood, but the water is up a bit and all this water being wasted. And I thought, goodness me, you know, downstream will like that. You know, it'll go into the Macquarie marshes and the birds and so it goes on, you know. The cycle goes on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll be wonderful. And Burrendong Dam will eventually get some of this wasted water that we've got get flowing past, you know. Anyway,
there's some big thinkers out there. I believe there's some new sporting fields going in for Bathurst.
We've been talking about sporting facilities in Tokyo. Well, work is continuing on with the two more fields in Hereford Street.
Okay.
That's where the Jack Arrow rugby league grounds are, where St Pat's is home ground, and also the Bathurst Bulldogs have two fields there. So this will make six really, really, you know, full-size fields and for rugby league or rugby union or soccer, whatever they want them to be. And we'll be able to in the future when the world calms down a bit. attract big carnivals, you know, state carnivals for juniors, seniors, ladies, men, doesn't matter. Six full-size fields there with great change rooms and great facilities, so we're looking forward to that. It was pretty easy. It was just a nice flat green space area, and, you know, we were able to do that quite nicely.
Didn't have to cut any trees down?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh,
no,
lucky
not
for you.
No, there was no tree. There might have been a couple of little shrubs or something, but no, that didn't cause any controversy at all. I believe that one of the local towns had a bit of controversy. But
indeed. All right, I'm with Councillor Graham Hanger from Bathurst Council. Thanks for the update as always, mate.
Good on you, Neil.
Take care.
Yeah, good things happening right throughout the Central West, and stay safe and stay dry.